About 5 million Palestinians in the occupied Palestinian territories, including Gaza and the West Bank, are waiting for vaccines against COVID-19. None has been delivered. The Israeli human rights group Beit Salem says in a recent report that Israel is obliged to ensure Palestinians are vaccinated. Spokesman Karim Jobran.
We demand Israel deliver the vaccines needed for the Palestinian population in the West Bank and Gaza. This could be in cooperation with the Palestinian National Authority, but it's Israel's responsibility to ensure those vaccinations, and surely at Israel's expense. Israel is solely responsible for this.
Jobran told Pacifica that Israel has begun vaccinating the more than 100,000 Palestinians in East Jerusalem. Israel asserts control over all of Jerusalem. The international community does not recognize that claim. For its part, the Palestinian health minister in the occupied city of Ramallah says that bringing the vaccines is the responsibility of the Palestinian Authority itself. While Israel is using the Pfizer vaccine, Palestinians are expecting to receive the Russian Sputnik vaccine within days and the AstraZeneca vaccine by March. Dr. Yasser Bouzia is the Palestinian Director General of Public Health. He told Pacifica that his ministry has made contacts with a number of entities, including Russia.
Regarding
the COVID-19, we have been working on bringing the vaccines to our Palestinian populations. But whether the occupation should do that or not is the job of the human rights groups, international law, and United Nations agencies. For us, as a Ministry of Health, we are working on bringing the vaccines based on medical and political considerations.
Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, a Ramallah-based member of the National Palestinian Medical Team dealing with COVID-19 and head of the Palestinian Initiative Party, disagrees with the Palestinian Health Ministry. He insists Israel is responsible for the health of Palestinians under occupation.
There is no justification for what is happening. It is the duty of the new American administration. It is the duty of the international community, United Nations, and World Health Organizations to immediately exercise pressure so Palestinians are not left alone and will get the needed vaccines, particularly Palestinian prisoners who are now in Israeli jails and being exposed to more and more infections should get the vaccines as soon as possible.
In the Gaza Strip, where Israel imposed a siege in 2007, the situation has recently gotten worse with mounting cases of COVID-19. The Gaza-based health ministry has been coordinating with the Ramallah-based Palestinian health officials. Dr. Midhat Abbas is deputy health minister in Gaza. He says that Gaza hospitals suffer from a severe shortage of medical supplies and drugs. COVID has plagued the tiny coastal enclave since August of last year.
There are indications that the Palestinian Authority will soon receive 140,000 doses of vaccines. We expect Gaza to receive 40,000 of those doses. 20,000 will be used to vaccinate the medical and police crews who are working in the field to confront the COVID-19 pandemic.
After harsh criticism, Israeli officials now say they will begin to vaccinate the estimated 4,400 Palestinians incarcerated in Israeli prisons. The country's public security minister earlier had said Palestinian prisoners in Israel would be the last to be vaccinated. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.